Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Tom Woodland, the Wayne County 911 Coordinator. That's your official title, right?
That is my official title, yes, sir.
Okay, and so, you know, we struggled for years without 911. Things are going better, right?
We hope you think so.
Since 911, everybody has a street address. That's great.
Correct.
And the street addresses didn't really change things all that much.
When we first switched from the rural route box to the street address style addresses, it was kind of a learning curve for a lot of people, but I think most everyone's on board with it now. People give me a call every once in a while and still say that Google says that they're not where they're supposed to be, but we've been fighting with Google for 5 years, and I tell people
Google don't know.
Well, the person who takes care of Wayne County, Illinois, his name is Zoltan. He's in Zurich, Switzerland, and I'm not sure that he knows where the United States is, but we've got it taken care of. We're working on it.
It's working an update. On it. Okay. All right. I know somebody had a delivery for me, and I forget where it was coming from. It wasn't UPS. It wasn't a normal U.S. post office, I forget why they were trying to find my house, and they called me, and I live down here in Manor East, and they called me from out on Mount Vernon Road, and they were like, it shows you should be right here, and I was like, well, you're completely off. Why is that? Why does things like that? It's Zurich's fault.
Right. It's out in Switzerland that Google has the issues with.
Okay.
But Tom, the other GPS Bing is dead on. We actually input information into a database that those folks subscribe to.
Okay.
And we keep things up to date with those.
All right.
Now, rest assured, people, that if you call 911, we can get you a police car, a fire truck, or an ambulance to those locations.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that in just a few moments. We're talking to Tom Woodland, the 911 coordinator for Wayne County. Talk about how the system works and more here in just a few moments.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Okay, we are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Tom Woodland, the Wayne County 911 coordinator. Now let me go back to what we were talking about earlier about somebody not being able to find me. I've heard, is this true or not, that if you type CO period space RD for County Road, it doesn't come up.
Right, it's CO space RD.
Okay.
For most of them. And okay. A lot of the systems has to be spelled out county, spelled out road.
Okay.
In order for those to come up as well.
Okay. All right. But you don't have that problem at the police station at all. When the 911 center is at the police station, and when somebody calls into the 911 center, how soon do you know where they are?
Within seconds.
Seconds.
And we just subscribe to a new company that allows us to access your GPS coordinates much faster and much more accurately through an app in your phone. In 2020, all phones that are manufactured will have this capability. Some of them do now, some of them don't, but for the most part, we're able to access those as part of the next generation 911 system. Next generation 911 system is an IP-based system. Right now, we're utilizing analog systems, but with the legislation that went into effect 2 years ago, by June of 2020, all 911 centers will be or have the capability of being next generation 911.
Okay. Do we have expanded 911 here in Wayne County, or is it just basic 911?
We have enhanced 911
enhanced.
Now, which means we get address locations, caller information, off the phones whenever you dial 911. It gives us a GPS location off your cell phones.
Okay. So, let's start at the beginning. When do I need to call 911?
If it's a life-threatening emergency, you need to call 911. We're having problems with people calling the 7 or 10-digit phone number for an emergency. Please utilize 911.
Still calling the fire department if they need if there's a fire, or the police department if there's a police emergency.
Right.
And really, 911's the way to go because it's only three numbers.
Right. It's three numbers, and we get the enhanced location of where the call is actually coming from. We also are able to pull information from our map system, like the hydrant locations, call histories from there. If there's been a history of domestics, things of that nature, we have that access available to us the system. And we'll transfer you to the sheriff's department if you need those folks needed. Or if a stray call comes into Wayne County, we'll transfer that call back out to the originating agency that needs it.
So what happens when somebody accidentally calls 911?
Don't hang up the phone. Stay on the phone with us because we will call you back if you pocket dials or something like that. Last year, we had a total of 9,508 911 calls. We fielded 16,913 non-emergency calls. Of those calls, we had 457 911 hang-up calls. Of those 457 911 hang-up calls, we spend an average of about 5 minutes on each call trying to locate the person, make sure that they're okay.
Figure out what and why you got a hang-up.
Right.
Okay.
And pocket dials with cell phones. If you pocket dial 911 or you accidentally dial 911, just stay on the phone, let us talk to you, and make sure that you don't have an emergency.
Just say, I'm okay. It was an accident. I'm sorry. That's all you need to do, right?
That's all you need to do.
Okay. So when I call 911 from my phone, I'm going to talk to somebody in Fairfield. Almost always guaranteed, right?
Pretty much. Okay. If we're busy, the call will roll over to the Edwards County Sheriff's Department. Those folks are local. They know the area just as well as what we do, and they have the same mapping system as what we have. We have their maps. They have our maps. And we're able to transfer calls back and forth.
Okay. Now, years ago, and 911 was just very early here in Wayne County, there was an emergency out here on the road in front of the radio station, and I called 911 to report it because I saw what happened. A piece of equipment, construction equipment, had snagged a power line and yanked it down over the road. So I thought, I'll call 911. So I called 911 on my cell phone, and I was talking to somebody in DuCoin. So that doesn't happen anymore, right?
No. The Illinois Commerce Commission has set forth a bunch of rules, and now all cell 911 calls goes to the local public safety answer point, which is what Fairfield Police Department is for Wayne County.
Okay. And location comes up almost immediately, right?
Yes, almost.
All right. Is there any dead spots in the county?
Oh, I'm sure there's a few dead spots. We have more accuracy out in the middle of a cornfield than what you would inside of a metal building or something like that.
Okay, so if you're inside of a metal building like at Frontier Community College or at Kincaid's, and you call 911, it'll give you generally where that call is coming from.
We will get the building that it's coming from.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about accuracy and more with the 911 system with Tom Winland here in just a moment.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. I'm getting ready to be 57 years old. That's hard to believe. There are times in my life I still want to be a child and just do what feels good. But the strange thing is that very rarely brings me happiness and peace. But if you live like no one else, later you can live and give like no one else. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Tom Winland, the 911 coordinator for Wayne County. So how much work was it to bring in 911, besides renaming all the roads and getting everybody a sign saying what their address is?
Whenever the referendum went past, back about 10 years ago, we had to, the major portion of it was address, accuracy, addressing, and getting the map system together to where it would populate like it's supposed to. It's an ongoing process.
Okay.
We try to drive every road in the county at least twice a year, make sure we know where the roads are that's having some issues, to make sure that our mapping system and our sending abilities are appropriate and correct.
Okay. Are there still some houses out there that don't have their address marked at their driveway?
There may be, but we have about a 98% success rate with those signs.
Oh, okay.
People are really great about putting those signs up. If someone has one that gets ran over or whatever, we'll make sure that you get another one.
People, you call 911 and say, I need a new sign?
You can, or you can call my office number. The Fairfield Police Department will get me the information as well. We will provide you with those signs. It's for 30-some years, I've been running the back of an ambulance, and I can tell you that those green signs save time and they save lives.
Okay.
Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, we can see that big sign, and it will point us to the direction that we need to go. Whenever we first started this, I had a person say that they really didn't want to put one of those signs up. I said, well, if you don't put up for yourself, put up for your neighbor. The person had a neighbor down the road that was elderly.
Right.
And he said, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Because there is a method to the madness.
It was really, before 911, you had to know where you were going by it's the old house that Bob used to live in. That kind of directions were the directions you were given, weren't they?
Yes. Whenever I started, I worked on the west side of the county. I lived in Wayne City for years, and one of our landmarks that we used was the Pink House, which was on Highway 242. Well, the Pink House hasn't been there for 20 years.
Right.
But we still know where the Pink House is, and that's the directions. Okay. And landmarks still work for us.
Right.
Everybody that answers the phone at the dispatch center are all local folks. We know the landmarks, but we're really happy with the turnout that we have whenever people call 911. They give us those addresses, and they really help.
Okay. All right. To call 911, you don't necessarily need to know the address that you're at, right? Because it will show you. Now I've seen this display. We took a tour last year of the 911 center, and the chief made the 911 call, and within seconds, his location appeared on the map. And the longer he was on the line, the more accurate the map became.
Right, and that's how the system is designed. But whenever you're traveling, it's still good to know where you're at, especially traveling on the interstate. Things like that, whenever you're out of town, keep an eye on where you're at, because ultimately we need to know where you're at. We will find you with the system, but nothing beats good horse sense.
Okay. So how close can you get to the person cell phone call? Is it within 50 feet? Within
6 meters.
6 meters. Okay. All right. Now, with the enhancements coming in, will that get better?
The accuracy will get better. The standard still is 10 meters. We're at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the accuracy gets better with the technology, also coming with next generation 911 is the ability to receive picture messages videos and things of that nature.
Text.
We're able to receive text to 911. Whenever you text 911, we would rather talk to you. Call when you can, text when you can't. That's the push that we need to make sure that everyone understands. We really need to talk to you. Not every county in the state of Illinois is able to receive text to 911 at this point.
Okay.
That's coming in a few years, but Wayne County is able to accept text to 911 at this point.
Okay. Let me ask you about 911's been in effect for 10 years here in Wayne County. Were you surprised that there was opposition to it 10 years ago?
No, I'm not. I was not surprised about it because it came up about 20 years ago and it was resoundingly defeated.
Okay. All right. But from past, you figured people are going to be against this. But it was something we had to have, right?
Technology is scary to some folks.
Right.
And we've never done it way before. Those are some of the things that we had to work through.
Okay.
But so,
besides location, what kind of information do you get at the 911 center when somebody calls?
We get location information. If it's a car crash and they subscribe to either one of the telematics vendors,
right,
we can tell how fast the vehicle was going, if there was any intrusion or if something's inside the vehicle it's not supposed to be, airbag deployment, things of that nature. Also, with the enhanced 911 system, we're able to track call history to that residence. So if we know that an individual, there's been some domestic issues or gunplay or whatever the situation is, we're able to capture that and provide that to the responders as well.
So responders have a better idea what they're walking into when
right.
They walk into it.
And if we have calls at that residence before and we know the medical history of the people there, we're able to provide that to the first responders as well.
Okay.
Case in point, if a person's diabetic or have heart issues,
mm-hmm.
we're able to provide that information to them.
Okay. So they know what to look for first. All right, we are talking to Tom Woodland, 911 coordinator for Wayne County, and we will be back in just a few moments with more on Wayne County's 911 system.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Tom Woodland, the Wayne County 911 coordinator, and we're talking about 911 in Wayne County. So just an example of how wonderful 911 is and how well the system works. My daughter had an accident last year, and her car dialed 911.
Telematics is...
Right then.
Yes.
At point of impact.
It told us how fast the vehicle was going, airbags deployed, where the vehicle was, and we're able to conference in and talk to the people inside the vehicle.
Okay. So is that a new option with cars? Or
Some of them, the vendors do that, like OnStar. I'm not a salesperson for OnStar by any stretch of the imagination, but...
Well, she's got a Ford, so it's...
Okay, then she
had... The sync system.
All basically works the same. They're able to conference us in, and we can talk to the people inside the vehicle. We can also talk to the dispatcher from whatever telematic system that they are using inside their vehicle.
Okay. All right. So, when do I physically need to call 911?
Call 911 if it's a life-threatening emergency. Call 911 if you have a fire, need an ambulance, you have some problem with that you need the police in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Please go ahead and call 911. One of the things that we try to educate the people on, it's just not like we're going to let you hang up immediately. We want to be able to give you pre-arrival instructions until help gets there. I physically talked people through CPR over the phone. We've talked people through bleeding control, things like that. And some folks get aggravated that we keep them on the line, but we're doing that just so that you can help the person in that situation. Obviously, if you're the caller and you're having the issue, what we're going to tell you is a lot easier and faster than what it would be if someone else was on the phone. But rest assured, while we're talking to you, we're getting responders on the way to help you while we still have you on the phone.
So while responders are being dispatched, at the same time, the 911 person is talking the person who called through the situation.
That's exactly right. We try to provide pre-arrival instructions. All four dispatchers at the 911 center are licensed by the state of Illinois to provide those pre-arrival instructions medically. All four of us are certified in police, fire, and EMS dispatch. We try to get you the information. We also ask questions so that we can provide it to the responders to keep them safe as well.
Okay. So it's always important to stay on the line as long as you can.
As long as you can.
Okay. So when do I not call 911?
Minor accidents with no injury, like on a parking lot or something like that. Barking dog complaints, power outages, drug sales, things of that nature. If you locked your keys in the vehicle, don't call 911 for that unless there's someone inside the vehicle, like a child or something like that. Then by all means, call 911. But if you feel that you need to call 911, by all means, call 911. We want to push that phone number so that we can get you help whenever you need it. One of the things that we have had in the past is, obviously, in the spring, we burn off cornfields and stuff like that.
Right.
Last spring, I fielded myself 59 911 calls in about a 3 to 4 hour period from people on the interstate reporting that out. We know what's taking place. So we'd really appreciate people who are having a control burn to give us a call and give us a heads up. And if you need to call 911 to let us know that, we'll gladly accept that call and put that information up. Because whenever we don't know that you're having a control burn, mm-hmm. and we'll go ahead, we get a call on it, we're going to send the resources there to take care of it. So please give us a call. Let us know that you're burning something off so we can mark it and not send the responders.
Okay. So 59 calls in a 4 hour period on the, and it's just people driving down the interstate. They saw the smoke and was like, oh, fire.
Yep. We get a lot of calls from folks from the East Coast and the West Coast, because West Coast folks, they, whenever they see a fire like that, they're genuinely concerned about it.
Okay.
The folks traveling on the interstate will make that call because they want to make sure that someone's aware of it. I mean,
right.
It's not a malicious call by any stretch of the imagination. It's folks who are generally concerned. But if we know about it, at least we can tell them, yes, we're aware of it, and we appreciate the call.
What about something out of the ordinary? Do you call 911 if there's there's a car been going through your neighborhood like 3 or 4 times every night at the same time? It's got a loud muffler.
We'd rather you call the non-emergency number for that, but once again, we'll not scold you for calling 911.
Okay. There's not going to be a penalty for calling 911.
The only time there's a penalty for 911 call abuse is if it's malicious.
Oh, okay.
False calls, things of that nature.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to know about 911? Other than just dial the number?
Dial the number. Don't hang up the phone. Our slogan is Wayne County 911, use us, but don't abuse us. Feel free to utilize it, and we will get you help that you need.
So from any place in the county, I can call 911 and get somebody in Fairfield, and they will dispatch the appropriate person for your emergency.
If you dial 911 from a cell phone, the cell towers pick up the strongest signal and send it to the appropriate public safety answer point. If you're in one of the four corners of the county, you may get sent to another county, but they will transfer you back to us. They have the enhancements. We're able to pass those enhancements back and forth.
Okay. All right. And it is how long before 911 changes again?
We are in the process of working towards next generation 911 right now. Probably by the end of the year, we will have completed everything that we need to in order for us to step up to the next generation 911. And basically what that is verifying all the address points. We have to move those address points right now. They're at the roadway, but we have to move them to the structure. That's one of the things that has to happen. And that we have all the technology in place. I'm going to start working on moving those address points actually this afternoon. So hopefully by the middle of the year, we will be ready to go to the next step, which is next generation 911.
Okay. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And thanks for your work, by the way. And thanks to all your dispatchers. That's Tom Winland. He is the Wayne County 911 coordinator. And this has been Community Connection for today.